All right. So today we're looking into Kenyan runners.
Mm-hmm.
They just dominate those marathons and long distance races.
They really do.
And, you know, everyone's always wondering, like, why? What's the secret sauce? So that's what we're going to look into.
Yeah.
In this deep dive.
I think it's fascinating.
We've got studies we're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
Cultural insights, training regimens, the whole nine yards.
The thing is, it's not just like one thing. You know, it's like a perfect storm of genetics and the environment and then how they train and their cultural connection to it.
Yeah. How do we even begin to unpack all of that?
Well, I think you got to start with the Kalenjin people.
Okay.
And they make up a significant portion of Kenya's top runners.
Mm-hmm.
And research suggests that they might just have a genetic advantage when it comes to endurance.
So are you saying some people are just born to run?
Well, it's not quite that simple, but they do have a specific build, like longer limbs and a more less overall body mass. And this translates to like incredibly efficient oxygen use.
Okay.
So they can cover more ground with less energy, which is obviously a plus.
Yeah. It's like comparing a car that sips gas.
Yeah.
To one that just guzzles it down.
Exactly.
But genes are just the starting point, I'm guessing.
Exactly. So then we need to talk about muscle fibers.
Okay.
You know, there's two main types.
Mm-hmm.
There's the fast twitch, which are all about like that explosive power. And then there's the slow twitch, which are the endurance.
Right.
And Kenyan runners tend to have a higher proportion of those slow twitch fibers.
So like sprinters need the fast twitch. Marathon runners need the slow twitch.
Yeah.
Like they're just built for those different types of running.
Exactly.
But how do those slow twitch fibers work? What makes them so good for endurance?
Well, it's all about how they use oxygen, you know? Which fibers are incredibly efficient at converting oxygen into energy, so they can work for longer periods without getting tired. Yeah, it's like a diesel engine built for that steady, sustained power.
So you're telling me Kenyan runners, they have these like built-in endurance machines in their muscles.
Pretty much.
That's wild. But we can't just talk about their bodies.
No.
We got to talk about where they train.
Absolutely.
It's not like they're running on a track in New York City. They're in the Great Rift Valley.
Exactly. And that's a high altitude training ground.
Right.
That forces their bodies to adapt.
Right. So how do they adapt? Like, do they grow wings?
Well, no, not wings, but they increase their red blood cell count.
Uh-huh.
And these cells carry oxygen throughout the body.
Okay.
So when they compete at lower altitudes, where there's more oxygen, they have this surplus of red blood cells, giving them an edge.
That's incredible. So they're like, I don't know, it's like training in a way that makes regular races feel easier. Like they're running uphill all the time and then they just hit a flat.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, this is nice. Well, we got to talk about the culture.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't ignore that when it comes to Kenyan runners.
No, you can't.
It's not just the physical stuff.
Yeah.
There's a whole other layer to it.
You're absolutely right. You know, in Kenya, especially regions like Aiton and Eldoret.
Yeah.
Running is more than a sport.
Right.
It's like woven into their lives.
It is. It's like part of their DNA.
Kids grow up idolizing champions like Eliud Kipchoge.
Right. Everyone knows Kipchoge.
And they see running as a path to success and even a way out of poverty.
So like a kid in America might dream of being in the NBA.
Right.
A kid in Kenya is like, no, I want to win the marathon.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's powerful.
And that motivation, that cultural connection to running plays a huge role in their success.
It's a collective belief in the power of running.
Yeah.
It's like a shared dream that unites them. And that brings us to something else that's really ingrained in Kenyan culture, and that's coffee.
And speaking of which, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Cafe Nairobi.
This message is brought to you by Cafe Nairobi, where we pride ourselves on offering the finest, most premium quality Kenyan coffee.
Absolutely.
Ethically sourced, roasted to perfection.
Yeah. Cafe Nairobi, if you want that authentic taste, fartlek training, what is that?
It's where you vary the speeds in the terrains.
Oh, okay.
And they do tempo runs, which is that sustained effort at a comfortably hard pace.
Gotcha.
So they're really like fine tuning the body's ability to handle a marathon.
So it's not just physical, got to be mental too.
Oh, absolutely.
To be able to train like that.
Yeah, these camps foster this culture of like resilience, discipline, and focus.
Right.
So they're training their minds as much as their bodies.
That makes sense.
And then there's the mentorship aspect.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, young runners are training alongside veterans.
Right.
Learning from them.
Yeah. So they have this built-in support system.
Exactly.
This whole team of people.
Yeah.
Pushing towards the same goal.
Exactly. But there's another thing, too. There's another level of motivation for a lot of these runners.
Okay.
Like beyond just personal achievement.
Right.
And that's the socioeconomic impact of running in Kenya.
Yeah. That's a whole other layer to it.
It is. For a lot of them, especially those from disadvantaged backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
running isn't just a sport. It's a chance to like change their lives.
It is. It's a pathway to education.
Not exactly.
To financial security and even global recognition.
Yeah. Yeah. Winning international races.
Right.
That can bring money, sponsorships, opportunities that wouldn't be there otherwise.
It's amazing to think that running
I know.
Can have such a profound impact.
It really is.
But we got to talk about the fuel, too.
Right. Like, absolutely.
Like, what are they eating?
Right.
Is there some secret Kenyan superfood that we don't know about?
It's not really exotic ingredients. Oh. It's a traditional Kenyan diet. Mm. It's pretty simple, but it's packed with nutrients.
So what are we talking about?
Well, there's ugali.
Ugali? What's that?
It's like a maize-based porridge.
Okay.
Provides long-lasting energy.
Gotcha.
And then they eat a lot of leafy greens.
Of course.
Which are rich in iron and all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Beans, those are great for protein and fiber.
Right.
And then milk for the calcium.
So it's like back to basics kind of thing.
It really is.
Like here in the West, we're always looking for the newest superfood. The magic pill.
The magic solution.
But sometimes it's just the basic, real food.
Exactly.
So they kind of crack the code without even trying.
It seems like it. Yeah.
But there's one more thing, I think.
Okay. What's that?
We got to dress. Like, it's often overlooked when we talk about all this athletic success.
You're talking about their lifestyle.
Yeah. Like, it's not just what you eat and how you train, but
it's everything.
It's everything.
It all comes together.
So what's the Kenyan secret there?
Well, think about this.
Okay.
A lot of Kenyans, especially in rural areas, they grow up walking everywhere.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like walking to school, walking to get water.
Right. It's just part of life.
It's just part of their daily routine.
So they're building stamina without even knowing it.
They are. It's like they're training for a marathon.
Right.
Before they even know what a marathon is.
That's a good point.
So it's that foundation of movement and physical activity that really sets them up for success later on.
So it really is
the
simple things.
It is.
Sometimes.
It's remarkable.
The genetics, the training, the culture.
The food. The lifestyle.
The socioeconomic drive.
And it all makes sense.
It paints a picture of why they're so dominant.
It really does.
It's incredible.
And their story continues to inspire people all over the world.
It does. It's a reminder that human potential is limitless.
It is.
Especially when it's nurtured.
Absolutely.
By the right environment, the right mindset.
Support system.
Yeah. So what can we learn?
What can we take away from this?
From this, yeah.
Apply to our own lives, you know?
For sure. Like whether we're runners or not.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that success is rarely about just one thing.
It's a combination.
It's a combo. It's nature and nurture and dedication all coming together.
It's about finding that thing that drives you.
That passion.
Yeah.
It makes you want to push your limits.
For sure. Yeah, it makes you think.
Mm.
Are there other places out there?
Yeah.
Where there's like all this untapped potential.
Yeah. Like what if we looked beyond
the
usual suspects, you know,
right.
and really explored what's out there.
Yeah. That's what I love about these deep dives.
Me too.
They really get you thinking outside the box.
They do.
But going back to Kenya.
Yeah.
What surprised you most?
Honestly, it was the cultural impact. Like I knew it was a factor.
Right.
But the way it's so deeply ingrained.
Yeah.
In their society, it's not just about the genes or the training.
Right.
It's about running as this path to a better life.
Yeah. It's like this collective belief in the power of running.
It is.
It fuels them.
Yeah. It brings them together.
It really does.
You know, and it reminds me that success isn't always about individual talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the environment, the support, the cultural values.
It all plays a role.
It all matters.
Well, I'm ready to lace up my shoes.
I know, me too.
And hit the pavement Kenyan style.
Maybe not at 8,000 feet.
Yeah, maybe not that high.
But I'm feeling inspired.
Me too, me too.
So to everyone listening.
Yeah, hit us up.
Let us know your thoughts.
What surprised you? What are you taking away from this?
Yeah, what are you going to do differently?
Find us on social media.
Keep the conversation going.
We love hearing from you guys.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
And keep running.
Keep running towards your goals.
We'll see you on the next steep dive.
See ya.